Hello everybody. Thank you for clicking on this video. I know the title of this video, it might have been very offensive to some of you. Some of you might actually agree with it. It might be seen as clickbait even, but it does relate to what I'm gonna talk about. And I hope that you, before you jump to any conclusions, you just listen to what I have to say. Just to give you a little bit of background about myself, I am considered, I guess, a white American Muslim. I wasn't always a Muslim. I embraced Islam back in 2008. After I embraced Islam, a few years later, I came to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in a city called Medina, and I've been studying the Arabic language and Islam full time. So you could say I'm learning about Islam from the main sources of Islam in the original language. It's from the actual Quran, it's from the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's from books, and it's from a curriculum designed from the scholars of Islam, the people who know Islam the best in this current day and age. So as I'm learning about Islam, as I'm living in this society, you know, I'm living in Saudi Arabia for over 6 years now. I've been in this situation learning about Islam, living in this society. And I'm also, of course, I'm an American. I go back home during the summers. I still keep in touch with my family. I still see what's going on in terms of the news and politics and what's going on in the society of the US. And I'm just, I don't know, I guess the more I learn about Islam, the more amazed I am at how misrepresented it is in America. And the thing that really inspired me to make this video today is because today is Friday. And Muslims, on Friday, we go to the mosque, we listen to the imam give a speech, give a talk about Islam, and then we all pray together. You could say it's similar to what Christians do on Sunday when they go to church. And usually, the person who gives the talk at my local mosque is a well-known scholar of Islam here in Saudi Arabia. His name is Sheikh Saleh Asuhaimi. And week after week, I'm listening to this scholar give talks about Islam. I see what he preaches to the community here. And it's always just things that are so beautiful. He calls us and encourages us to be the best of people, to be moral, to maintain our family ties. You know, I leave saying, you know what, I need to call my parents. I need to call my cousins and reestablish some of those family ties and bonds. He teaches us to be good, trustworthy people. When we're entrusted with something, it's important that we fulfill our duties. We should be honest. We should be good, moral people. And these are the things that Islam teaches me. And ever since I became Muslim, I've without a doubt became a better person than I used to be. And this isn't something that's just unique to me. This is something that a countless amount of people all around the world have experienced. Or maybe they even come from a Muslim family, but they start studying their religion. And they start implementing their religion. They become better people. So that being the case, it always puzzles me when I read a news article, when I watch a news program, when I see old family friends making posts on social media. I see them misrepresenting Islam. People, you know, they don't like to be preached to. They don't like to have certain information stuffed down their throat. But if you're interested in being a just person and being an educated, smart person who's not a hypocrite, who's not ignorant, then please take into consideration what I'm trying to say in this video. And particularly the reason I named the video what I did is because a disproportionate amount of people seem to fit a certain demographic when I get certain hate comments, when I see certain people talking about Islam, preaching against it, acting like it's the biggest problem in the world. And I feel like there's just a glaring hypocrisy because me personally, I like listening to all different sides of an argument. So I'll listen to right-wing programs and I'll listen to left-wing programs and I'll try to listen to all different sides. Generally speaking, in this day and age, oftentimes what I find is that people who would be considered far-right, Republican, conservative, they seem to have a very outspoken objection to Islam, to Muslims. They have a very irrational fear in regards to Islam and what it teaches. But at the same time, you'll find the far right, I know nowadays they're very sick of so-called social justice warriors and ignorant liberals who make these gross generalizations about Republicans and about white people, about white males and Christians. They get so mad when people look at the past and they talk about slavery, for example, or they talk about some of the atrocities that were a result of certain groups of white people doing certain things. It makes them very angry. They don't like to be considered racist. They don't like to be considered guilty of something that they didn't do. But I see these same people treating Muslims in the exact same way that they would not like to be treated themselves. Yeah, I agree. We can look at the Muslim world and we can see issues. We can see that historically and today, there are people who profess to be Muslims committing atrocities. I'm not denying that. But you can do the same thing about white people, about Christians, about any group of people. And I'm specifically speaking to white people because I'm white, so it's much easier for me to speak about white people and to white people without it being considered racist or this or that or the other. But the general principle, foundationally, this applies to everyone, all different races. People don't like to be represented by the worst of their particular group. People don't like to be considered guilty of something that they didn't do. People don't like being told, oh, this is what your belief teaches, if they're ignorant about that belief in and of itself. How are you going to tell me, when you know nothing about Islam, what Islam is? When I've been studying it for the past 6 years full time, I've learned Arabic, I'm learning from the scholars in Saudi Arabia. Not to say that I'm like this brilliant person with all this knowledge, but compared to somebody who doesn't know Arabic, who hasn't read the Quran, who knows practically nothing about Islam, how are you going to tell me what my religion teaches me? So the point is just don't be a hypocrite, okay? If you don't like people stereotyping whites, white males, and Christians and Americans to be guilty of the worst that anyone who fits any of those descriptions has ever done, then don't do the same thing for Muslims. Don't do the same things for anyone. But like I said, this sort of mentality, it applies to everyone. Just don't be a hypocrite. Don't treat Muslims a certain type of way, but then get mad when liberals treat you the same way. Being a hypocrite is by no means a noble characteristic. Please understand that me, as a white American, I embraced Islam. I've been living in Saudi Arabia for the past 6 years studying Islam. It teaches us to be good people, to worship God alone, to be good neighbors, to be good to our families, to be just, to be trustworthy. How are these sorts of values a threat to America? Why should you be afraid of such values? People want to talk so much about, these many people died at the hands of extremist Muslims. But no one wants to talk about all the Muslim doctors who save lives. I know many Muslim doctors, and they've really made such sacrifices learning about medicine, treating patients, spending all of their time dedicated to being good doctors and helping people, helping Americans, helping save their lives, helping improve their health. And then they turn on the news and people are making it seem like they're evil people. It's ridiculous. We all need to improve ourselves. We all need to be better people, Muslims, non-Muslims, liberals, conservatives, all of us. But I really feel like we need to have a little bit more empathy for each other, kind of understand that a lot of us, we can act hypocritical when it comes to what we believe in. When it comes to our people, we make certain exceptions and then we're hypocritical towards other people. So this needs to stop. Anyways, thank you for watching. I hope you benefited from it. May Allah guide all of us. Thank you for watching.